Sam's Dead Set Legends love playing up. Are you ready to play up? Playup.com.au is your best bet for punting on sport and racing. Gamble responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Sydney radio show that stood the test of time. Now,
oh, you ripper! Absolutely brilliant!
Into its third decade, rocking Saturday mornings on Triple A.
Now, can't stop! Ready you now!
Listen to the crowd roar!
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
So welcome back.
Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of the Dead Set Legends here on Sydney's Triple M. And want to thank our show partner. Thanks to our show sponsor, PlayUp. We've been known to play up from time to time, I suppose you could say, amongst us in here.
Especially you, Jude Bolton.
Especially you, Wendell. Are you ready to play up? If so, playup.com.au is your best bet for punting on sport and racing. Gamble responsibly. Let's go to the New South Wales versus Queensland playing in the Shield final up there in Queensland. New South Wales rolled for 143. Queensland in control, 4 for 349. And Marvis Labuschagne, 183 not out, batted all day yesterday. I guess a pretty decent New South Wales attack.
A decent attack. It's an incredible attack, but just cannot make a breakthrough. It's, got to get Stark and Hazelwood and Lyon.
And Lyon. Copeland. I'm not sure Copeland actually got picked in the end, which is a little bit strange.
Really? But
he bowled Renshaw.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I think he was picked.
Mate, good to see that you're all over it, Gus. My great research.
Hey, mate, it's footy season, brother. That's what I was focused on.
And also, did you see Marnus's catch?
Oh, yeah.
Mate, that was a screamer.
He's a class player.
That was Wendell Saylor-like.
Look at the Queenslander.
What do you mean that was Wendell Saylor-like?
Just that X factor that you have to have when you're out there.
Mate, you're one of the worst cricketers that's ever played any club you've ever played.
We've got to get someone from Clovelly Cricket Club to come in and just talk us through how bad you are at cricket.
Anyone at Clovelly Cricket Club, 133353, phone up and tell us what sort of player Wendell Saylor, whether he had the X factor you talk about.
I've played at other clubs that have been better. That wasn't my best stint there, so that's a bad probably.
Okay, so what other clubs have you played for?
I played some cricket matches. I played West back in Mackay. So I played Central Queensland.
Is that where you get off and out of the airport there and you can see?
Me and Kathy Freeman,
You and Kathy Freeman.
Right next to each other.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Kathy Freeman, what a legend, eh?
Yeah. Yep.
Kathy.
Not so much the other way. second hour of the show is going to be an absolute cracker. Make sure you stick around for it. I'm trying to find my form to find out what we're actually talking about.
Concentrate, mate. Preparation.
Big set of six coming up next. Then we've got the interview with the Sydney Swans legend, Jared McVeigh. Then we've got the sports quiz for $200. That's going to be an absolute ripper. Flog or not, as well as a quick fire footy preview. It's going to be a great second hour. Don't go anywhere. Dead Set Legends.
Stands in two huge locations. You're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au.
Six.
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 Six
big ones.
Six big ones.
Six. Six. Six.
The big set of six.
Yeah, the big set of six. Talking all things rugby league. Jude and I get an opportunity to talk to Wendell Saylor about a few of the big things that have happened in rugby league this week. Tackle number one, Jude.
Yeah, tackle one. Craig Fitzgibbon has a host of players off contract at the Sharks, including Aaron Woods, Josh Dugan, Chad Townsend, Matt Moylan and Sean Johnson. Who are you keeping, Dell, and who is the one player on the market you're going all in for?
Look, it just depends, because look, I haven't seen Sean Johnson play under these rules yet, but like, you know, under these new...
You'd imagine
rules,
he'd be good.
That's what I'm saying. So, and it just depends who Craig Fitzgibbons wants to buy and who he puts into that culture. You know, you got a bloke like Dufty, who's coming off contract. You know, Dragons haven't snapped him up yet. Nathan Brown's toughness. It's up... This is what's happened now. It's up to him how he... you know, who he buys and what sort of game style he's going to play, Craig Fitzgibbons. And that's why they got rid of John Morris, because they think he can attract players. And if you have a look at the players off contract, Jaden Sewer, your man Blake Ferguson. Mm. But I'm definitely keeping that man, Sean Johnson.
Yeah.
The others, I know Josh Dugan's off contract. He's playing, he's good, playing good football. Aaron Woods has been okay, but
what do you do with Matt Moylan, who went across there?
I know,
huge. He was literally the next big thing a few years ago at the Panthers. Goes to the Sharks. He's injuries, of course, but he's hardly set the world alight.
I like Matty Moylan as a player, but he's had, since he's left Penrith, he's just, obviously, as you said, he's had injuries, hasn't played to his best, hamstring injuries. I probably wouldn't keep him. He'll have to look to go somewhere else, and someone else will pick him up. But, you know, it's up to Craig Fitzgibbons now what sort of style and what team he wants.
He'll have a rooster style, you'd imagine.
I think so.
Big, powerful forwards and then backs doing their stuff off the back of it.
Yeah, and if you bring Cameron Seraldo as well.
All right, tackle two. All Black star TJ Perenaro is in line for a shock code switch, speaking of the Roosters, a likely destination. What will he bring to the NRL if he comes across?
Well, we know he's got a great passing game. You know, his rugby league background. Benji Marshall actually said it, because I've seen a little bit of him play, and I said to Benji, because, you know, he's done the both codes and then a little bit of time in rugby, and I said, mate, do you think he'd make it? And he'd go, yeah, he would. He's tough enough. Obviously, the pedigree. Henry Perenaro's cousin. So, yeah, mate, we do things outside the box, especially the Roosters. And don't forget, they got Michael Checker on board.
Yeah. Tackle three, Nathan Cleary joined Adam Reynolds in the two-point field goal Hall of Fame on Thursday night. Do you think more teams will now start to try their own luck?
I reckon they'll have a look at the clock and see, you know, like the seven tackle start and have that shot, because, mate, they're doing it easy now. And they've got and don't forget, we see Bugs kicking 55 metre, 60 metre, you know, dropouts. So I reckon more players will do it now. But well done, Nathan Cleary.
And, of course, we do the set of six thanks to our mates at Paddy's, with over 1,000 stands in two huge locations. You're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Let's listen to Trent Robinson on Radley, his sin bin, and the Munster staying down from last night's game.
He got 10 in the bin because, you know, was he knocked out? And then, you know, he comes back on 30 seconds later, you know. So we get 10 in the bin, and they've, you know, they look like a guy that sort of got knocked out from that. So should it be 10 in the bin? You know, that's up to someone else. That's up to the refs to explain that.
Yeah, the misreporting of concussions. Are we not taking it seriously enough? Is it all for the cameras?
Oh, look, I take your point. Look, if you don't hit around the head, you don't have this problem. But it's up to... It's the theatre of rugby league too. I didn't really like it. I didn't like what I seen. I'm not saying Cameron Munster put it on.
He did put it on. Say he did. He did. And okay. so did years later.
Okay, yeah, I just don't like to see this in our game. I think we're better than that. We're not soccer.
Yeah.
You know, we're not AFL. So, yeah.
Okay, tackle five. Panthers made it six in a row, but people are starting to say they're cocky, not confident. They're starting to say their culture's not that flash. Is it silly, unnecessary, these melees? And, you know, no one's going to get punched in the head, so we're allowing a lot of jersey pulling, is what Ricky Stewart's saying.
Yeah, look, I think Ricky's got a point there. You know, back in that old school when I came through back in the 90s and that.
There's no lift.
You had guys like Ian Roberts, David Gillespie, Owen Cunningham, all these guys. Les Davidson, who scared me. It is unnecessary, and I don't think... Look, I don't think the Panthers team in general are cocky. They're confident, but a few players in the team are cocky, which I've got no problems with, because even the Broncos team, I play with some of the most humble guys and some of the toughest guys, and I was always cocky because I was playing with them.
Yeah,
you know? So
I love it. And they were singing that song at the end. They were singing a little bit of you know, ballads together. I think it was awesome.
Yeah, of course.
What about last tackle? Speaking of the Panthers, Brian Toto is the real unsung hero of the Panthers.
Toto, I love that. Toto, yeah.
Yeah. Consistently running for 200 plus metres every game, 7 to 10 tackle busts. Is he ready to make his Origin debut this year?
Yeah, he's playing really good football. Every time that I watch him play, he excites me. Benji and I, the other day, Benji kept looking at me going, oh, mate, how good's this bloke? He's always breaking tackles, and as we've seen, look, I've got no doubt he's certainly in the mix to do it. It just depends who Freddie wants to go with. All I know is whoever you pick, you need to get it right, because we're coming hard and fast, Queensland.
I know you are, big fella. Coming up next, we're talking to Swans legend Jared McVeigh here on the Jet Set.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
The Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. We do it all thanks to our mates at playup.com.au, your best bet on racing and sport. And we're speaking now to a legend of the Sydney Swans. He's one of your great mates, so I'll let you introduce him, JB.
Yeah, mate, I'm really pleased to introduce Jared McVeigh, 2012 Premiership captain and assistant coach of the Sydney Swans. How are you, Macca?
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's an absolute pleasure. You are driving off thinking we could be 5-0 this afternoon. It's a very exciting place for the Swannies to be, and not exactly where everyone outside of the Swans inner sanctum probably thought you were going to be after a month.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's been a great start. Playing Brisbane in round one to up there was always going to be a tough challenge, and the boys you know, played really well. Then we had Adelaide and Richmond, you know, which proved very tough games also. But, you know, the form line that the kids are in has been fantastic, but we come up against another team that, you know, our great rivals and who played Collingwood last week and were very good, so they're back in form. It's going to be a great game.
Macca, obviously it's Josh Kennedy's 250th game. What does he mean to this club?
Oh, he's unbelievable. I mean, you know, he's a great finals player. He's a great big game player. He's he's led the team extremely well over the last few years, and these are the types of games that he shines. And you know, to play 250 for the Swans, they're all pretty good ones, because we used to say his 13 at Hawthorn were very ordinary, and that's why he got traded. But he he's been just a huge player. He rarely plays a bad game, and you know, so proud of the way his career's panned out.
Hey, Jared, hope you're well, mate. We're just looking at the way that, you know, Buddy comes in, and, you know, myself and Gus are sort of not giving Buddy a bit of stick, but he hasn't played many games in the last couple of years, but you're managing him right. When he plays, he's just got this X factor about him. What does he do off the field in and around the boys? Because some of those young blokes coming through, you got some special young players there that come through the academy.
Yeah, look, they, whenever they run out or you're standing beside him in the race, you know, you stand obviously taller because he's such a, he's one of the best ever. But look, the way he trains at a level just above everyone else. When he always speaks about that, you've got to be training as hard as you can, because when it comes to game time, it's a lot easier. And, he's just a level above with his training standards. And, it's just the intensity that he goes at. And I think that really rubs off on a lot of guys. And that's probably one of the things that I notice the most about him. But, he teaches the young forwards, little tricks of the trade that he's got over his career, and but in the end, he's just an ultimate competitor who wants to win, who wants to be the best.
I tell you what, as a Hawks fan, I still love him, and I'm still gutted the fact that he's not playing there. But
let it go,
there you
mate.
Go.
Yeah,
I've got to let it go. Josh Kennedy, like you said, 250. But you and our mate next to us, this legend in the studio, both ended up playing the exact same amount of games, 325, and you were best mates. And you went to Vegas, and you'd have all these awesome trips when you won stuff. What's it like just to be mates and to play with JB?
Well, it was good until he was in horse's ear going, can you please retire him at the same point?
The same time. We wound him down.
Which was really poor from a mate.
Yeah, it is.
Look, we've had some great trips together. It's just great. Drew took me under his wing. When I first arrived, and we lived together for a few years, and I've seen him at a pool party in Vegas diving for $100 bills. $100 bills. This is 40, but this was the most aggressive I've ever seen him.
Macca, one of those guys who did join us on a trip over to Las Vegas and LA was Shane Mumford, and he's back. He played really well against Brody Grundy last week. How do you contend against him today? And Tom Hickey's been in great form.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, look, he was amazing against Grundy last week, and he's pulled up well this week. Look, what he's going to bring, so he's going to try and hurt some people. We know that about Mummy, and try and ruffle a few feathers, but... Look, we'll try and run him around and see, and test those knees out of him. And we'll see how he go. But Tommy's in great form, so it'll be another good battle. But we know what he brings. He's just going to bring hardness and huge amount of effort and will his team to win.
Mate, who's impressed you in the off-season? Pre-season training, there's always one or two guys that you go, well, mate, I didn't know he had that. And then, he puts that on the field. Who's one or two guys that have sort of impressed you this year?
Well, young Errol Goulden's probably the biggest one. It's his first year, but he's, he was in the academy, so we've seen him a little bit. Yeah. But the way he's playing in his first year has been amazing. His first four games is, I think I saw a stat, he's one of the best kicks inside 50 in the game at the moment. But he's, the way he trains, the extras he does, the amount of vision he watches, has been quite amazing for a first-year player. And, you just know he's going to play well every week for such a young kid, which is bizarre. But, the stuff we've seen from him has been amazing.
Jared, thank you so much for joining us on game day. We are calling the match, and you'll be doing that, JB, for Triple M this afternoon around about 4:30. Thank you so much for your time, mate, and best of luck in the derby today.
Yeah, thank you, boys. Have a great day.
There you go. Jared McVeigh there from the Sydney Swans. Coming up next, your chance to win $200 in cash with the all-rounder sports quiz. Give us a call right now on 1-333-53 for your chance to take me on.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
To see if you could save $500 off a solar power system, head to solarheart.com.au. In the sports world, there are two types of people. Those who know sport and Gus Warland. These are their stories. The Dead Set Legends. All-rounder.
Yeah, this is the all-rounder sports quiz, and we have got Anthony from Oran Park on the line. How are you, Anthony?
Good, mate.
Looking forward to seeing how you go. There's $200 on the line. We've got Gus first. You know, Anthony, you've got question after question, and also you have a phone a friend in Mr. Wendell Saylor. So here we go, Gus. You're up first.
I'm everybody's friend too.
All right. Which Aussie pop star is attempting to qualify for the Olympics and in which sport?
Oh, the guy I know. It's in swimming.
Yeah. Swimming is half correct.
Okay.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Give
he was on The Masked Singer.
Yeah, I know he was. And he didn't win, did he? And he's the actual singer.
He won.
Oh, he won it. Okay. No, I can't remember his name now.
Cody Simpson.
Cody Simpson. Yeah,
he was just lucky to beat me.
Half a point. Okay. Lubo. Okay.
So I'll get half a point. I'll take that.
Name the two players that have kicked two-point field goals so far in the NRL this year.
Nathan Cleary and Adam Reynolds.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, bang.
I was on song, Anthony.
Righto, Gus.
Oh, yeah, this is ridiculous, this question.
Who wore the number 14 jersey for the Sydney Roosters last night?
Who wore the 14 for the Roosters last night?
Oh, my goodness. You're the most unlikely.
No, I know, but I did have a party at my place last night.
Is that why you got the rusty voice?
Yeah. At the same time.
Did you have a few drinks?
The 14 for us.
Oh, my goodness. This is embarrassing. Roosters fans.
I love the music.
This bloke, he reckons he's Roosters man.
Time in through. Adam Curran. All right, here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Curran or Kieran?
Kieran.
Curran's his cousin.
Okay. Here we go, Anthony. Where is today's AFL Sydney Derby taking place?
Where else? Oh, sorry.
Sydney. Anthony, where's it been? Where has it been played?
Sydney?
Yep. Yeah. Whereabouts? Which ground?
Yep. Big Dog Ground.
Which ground?
Come on,
SCG. Yeah. SCG. Fantastic.
That's pathetic, you giving him the answer, basically.
I helped you. Look, he's filthy.
Right, Gus. How old was Tiger Woods when he first won his first Masters title?
Oh, this is easy.
Oh.
Everyone knows this.
21.
Correct. All right. Anthony, who is the current men's tennis world number one?
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
We all know this.
Novak Djokovic.
Yes. Correct. There's your $200. Yeah, well done, great work, Anthony.
Well done, Anthony.
Another loss to Gus Whelan.
Well done, Gus.
Yeah. Good on you, Anthony.
Yeah, spend it well, Gus. Mate. Spend it well.
Enjoy the 200, brother.
Yeah.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends. Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends here on 104.9 Triple M. And so many people phone up for your quiz.
I love it.
Jude.
When there's cash on the line.
Sure is.
The screens just light up.
They certainly cash do. Cash is king. So cash is certainly king. And Anthony from Oran Park got the $200. And to see if you could save $500 off a solar power system, head to solarheart.com.au. Some wonderful news for Shane Hill. His daughter, Shyla Hill, 19 years old, is headed to the WNBA after being taken by the Chicago Sky with pick number 8 at the draft. Let's have a listen to Charles Barkley talking about that straight after the selection.
That one girl, her name was Hill from Australia.
The daughter of
Shane Hill?
Yes.
Shane Hill, congratulations on your
mom.
Shane Hill, congratulations.
Yeah, Shane,
number one, I want to congratulate you on your daughter.
But then you
are so lucky I didn't kill your ass over you at the Olympics.
Then you want to fight Shane Hill
in the Olympics.
You want to fight Shane Hill.
He wants to fight me.
Oh, Shane was beat.
You almost didn't have no daughter. Because if you had Chuck had grabbed you, it would have been hell to pay. Congratulations, Shane Hill.
Yeah.
Fair play to Charles Barkley. And, of course, pick number one in 2001 was Lauren Jackson. And Cambridge, I think.
Yeah, Liz.
Number two in 2011. So she went number 8. What a fantastic result. And what a life she's got ahead of herself now.
Incredible achievement. And, obviously, she was doing a press conference and even they've handed her the phone on speaker. And it was the coach and one of her teammates congratulating. And just so much excitement around, you know, what she can do over there, and it's just, we wish her all the best. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, for us too. We've had Shane Hill. He's a great friend of Dead Set Legends, and he's obviously what he's done in and around the game, but his daughter now, but even his wife, Jenny, like, you know, your mums, I don't get enough accolades for what they do in and around, but so happy for her. She has to work extra hard, but even to go now over to America in these times, like, as a parent, you'd be a bit nervous. But, mate, well done to her, young lady. Well
exactly done. Right. Yeah, and women's sport in America is one that's really picked up and gone, you know what, we're going to go. We're going to go at such an incredible rate. So she's going to get a nice payday and we're going to get to watch her on Fox as
That'll
well, which
great.
Is absolutely awesome. Coming up next on the Dead Set Legends, it is Flog or Not. And believe me, there are plenty. You're not in there, but Jude is.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
It's time to fire up the Flogger meter. Time to fire the Flogger meter up.
Yeah, Flog or Not, the Cronulla Sharks for their handling of the John Morris saga. Can understand why they want to make a change. I get that completely, but just how you do it. I believe that they were flogs the way they handled it. What were your thoughts, Del?
Yeah, they're flogs. Yeah, they just didn't handle it right. You don't treat family like that.
Flogs for me, yep. You can always do it better. It's a big business, we know that, but there's still got to be a bit of heart and supportership, and we saw that from the listeners as well.
There you go. What about the West Tigers crowd for booing their team at halftime of last Sunday's game against the Cowboys at Leichhardt? We knew it was a big game. Tommy, they're wearing the West jersey, sort of, which I thought was another thing. Why wouldn't they just gone with the old West jersey? Just
That's
for
right.
1 week.
That's right.
Let them have the old, even with the victor on it.
Yep.
Just go for it for 1 week. You know, I'm sure their Brydens would have been happy with that. I reckon the West Tigers crowd had absolutely whatever they wanted to do. Sweet. That performance in that first half was a disgrace. If you're a fan, you pay your ticket, you're allowed to boo.
I've been in that situation where you get booed off the ground and it's demoralising, but fans pay the money, you're allowed to.
I've got no problems with it. I've been booed off Broncos and the Reds before, so yeah, it's part of the game. You pay your money. The Tigers came out and they arrived in the second half, but a bit too late, lads.
Yep, so not flogs from all three of us. What about the flogometer?
Yes.
Beautiful. What about the dribblers who are having a dig at the Panthers? They've been called cocky, arrogant and grubby. Are those dribblers or people thinking that, are they flogs or not, Del?
No, they're not flogs. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I love the style of football the Panthers are playing with and I love their attitude. Just keep it going, boys. I don't care if you want a premiership or not.
You just got to back it up. If you're going to put that sort of stuff out and you know, doing the singing after the game, you just got to back it up, and they're doing that at the moment. So
we're in the entertainment industry at the end of the day, and they're entertaining, and it is refreshing. Yeah. So not flogs from all three of us. What about the flogometer?
Not a flog.
Yeah. Beautiful. What about the bunker? For a few controversial decisions over the past week, including awarding a try to the Sharks last night, despite Toby Rudolph clearly taking out Kalen Ponga. That was a real simple one.
He cut him in half.
Exactly right.
All the commentators go, yep, this is, and then sure enough, it was a rewarded try.
Absolute flogs for me.
Flog for me.
Not a flog because I just think, you know, we all make mistakes and things can happen.
Okay, mate.
Yeah.
So you see it. It's slowed down. You see it again. Yeah. Then they show you another camera angle. Then another camera angle. And you still come up with the wrong
call. Yeah, mate, they've got a tough job, mate. So we're not perfect. But yeah, they're not a flogs for me.
Okay, two flogs and a non-flog. What about the flogometer? Yeah, well played, flogometer. What about the Australian public, who this week voted the Turkish Delight as the best chocolate in the Cadbury Favourites box?
Mate, honestly.
Are you serious?
No.
It's the one...
What's yours?
It's the one that you
don't... My favourite, the crunchy.
It's the one you don't want.
It's the giveaway.
Yes,
it's the black cat from the mixed lollies.
Oh, I love black cats.
What?
Don't you like black cats?
I don't like black cats.
Flogs.
Sorry, big
flogs.
Flogs for me.
Absolute A-grade flogs.
I think the person pressing the flogometer button obviously likes the Turkish Delight. Yeah. And what about Storm players Jerome Hughes and Munster for staying down when hit last night, then amazingly got straight back up once they got their penalty or the sin bin? I don't even need to ask you, Blake, because I know you'll agree with me. The Storm players were flogs. Am I right?
No. We don't want to see this in the game. We don't want to see players staying down, but not flogs.
Yeah, I don't know really what happened there, but not flogs. I don't know. They might
just because you want to go against me.
No.
Yeah.
I like the Storm. They're like my third favourite team.
Oh, my God. You're not like five. You can't
I've
have
got three.
Third
I've got three. Broncos, Dragons and Storm.
Hakey dokey. What does the flogometer say?
Exactly.
Wow. Coming up next, we're going to finish the show with a quick fire footy preview. Don't go anywhere here on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Legends.
The Dead Set Legends here on Sydney's 104.9.
Sorry, boy, I keep forgetting. Not professional.
Stop talking over me talking.
Hey, listen, I'm the big dog here, mate. You listen to me,
it's
mate.
It's dribble,
okay?
too. It's absolute dribble.
I do know you're a big dog. I get that. And I know you're a legend, but we're just trying to do a semi-professional show.
Okay, mate, we're going around. Ratings were great. Mate, we rated great because,
I know
of,
we
because
do.
Of me. And because you. Of you. Yeah, and dude.
It's all thanks to our mates at playup.com.au, your best bet on racing and sport. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com.au. And thanks so much for being part of the conversation today as well. Let's talk about the NRL in the quickfire footy preview. The Panthers already over the Broncos. The Knights in the last minute over the Sharkies in the Storm. Way too good for the Roosters last night. Today, and live on Triple M, it is Manly versus the Titans. It is Turbo coming back, and everyone thinks, oh, Turbo's back. Manly will be back. What are your thoughts, Del?
Oh, look, I think it gives you confidence, but I just think for Tommy Turbo, I'll get a bit worried at him at the back end of the game. I know he's going to be okay. But look, they needed that win last week. Titans, they got to stop Fifita. Tino and Fifita, mate, they're an awesome, they're a double act, those two guys. I know they've got some great players in and around that. But I'm going to go with Titans. I think they know how to win away from home, so I'm going to Titans.
Thank you, Dax.
I'm actually tipping the upset. Sea Eagles in Mudgee. I just think bit of extra confidence. Yeah. They ground out that win last week. Yes. So, yeah, we'll see how they go.
And they've been out into the community the last couple of days as well. And I love clubs taking a community on and saying, you know what, we're going to play a few games here. We'll come into the schools, talk to the sporting clubs. I think that's really important moving forward. I think every club should grab an area and do that. What about at 5:30, the Rabbitohs up against the Tigers? The Rabbitohs, you would think, are huge favourites there.
Yeah, look, I think the Tigers will do a better job. The Rabbitohs, mate, they're humming just nicely. Benji Marshall's playing a nice role there. Cody Walker comes back this week. That's not a bad strike weapon to have. I just think the Tigers... The second half, that's how I want to see him play. Rabbitohs for me by plenty.
What were your thoughts this week? Was saying that Reynolds might leave South. We're looking at that, which I think is unbelievable. But Benji getting another year just to sort of nurture a few of these younger blokes through.
Yeah, it's a smart play by Jason Demetriou because obviously Wayne Bennett won't be there next year. But that's how much of an influence Benji has on the team on and off the field. And he's quite a humble bloke, the way that he, you know, that carries himself. And you can hear him in our commentary team, so yeah.
I'm tipping the Rabbitohs for a mile.
Yeah, I think Rabbitohs as well. And I was tipping the Titans in that first game.
Yep.
For anyone who cares.
No one cares. Sorry, mate, I'm joking.
I'm winning the tipping comp, but that doesn't matter. 7:35, Raiders versus the Eels. It should be an absolute beauty.
This will be a cracker because the Eels got embarrassed last Sunday night by the Dragons. Nothing wrong with the Dragons because the Dragons played some really good football.
How good were the Dragons?
I haven't seen them play like that in about 4 or 5 years when they were leading the comp back in those, you know,
They do start the season reasonably well at times, they don't they?
Under Paul McGregor they did, and then they just, like, faint at the end of the season anyway. That's enough about that. But, look, for me, the Eels are going to be... They were embarrassed last week. They shouldn't have been. But I'll go the Raiders here. The Raiders at home, too strong.
Brad Arthur's put it on his forwards, but, Raiders for me.
Yeah, Raiders, just simply because it is in Canberra. What about tomorrow, the Dragons versus the Warriors?
I'm going the Dragons here. Yeah. Nathan Brown... Welcome back home with the Warriors. The Warriors are struggling a little bit at the moment, but the Dragons, I'm not going to say they're the real deal because I want to wait till I see if they beat Melbourne, or Penrith or one of those teams. But what they showed me last week, they can beat Parramatta, who are a top four side, and now they've got to show their fans. So the fans, they're happy with how they're playing now.
There's an expectation now, isn't
there? There is an expectation, and the defence, they're winning them in their games, and that's what I like at the moment. So Duffy's playing some great football.
Dragons for me.
Yeah, Dragons for me. And the Cowboys versus the Doggies live on Triple M. Oof.
Yeah, this could be anything. I'm not doing this game. I wish I was, but
This would be the fart sound effect if we had it.
Oh, mate, give the players some respect, please, Gus. The Bulldogs for me, they're a chance here, but Taumalolo comes back. Cowboys will be, I wouldn't say they'd be on high after last week, but that win will do them the world of good on the back of drink water. Cowboys for me.
I'm tipping the Cowboys.
Yeah. Cowboys as well. What about the AFL so far? Richmond over St Kilda, the West Coast over Collingwood. Today, Sydney versus GWS, live on Triple M. We'll get to that game near quarter time, straight after the Titans and Manly game.
Yeah, it should be a massive game. It's a real rivalry now. So, it's probably was manufactured in the early stages, but now, because the Giants have beaten them in a couple of finals and different things, it is really red hot. I'm tipping the Swans in this one.
Okay, what about the AFLW Grand Final?
Yep. With Adelaide and Brisbane played in front of 40,000 at the Adelaide Oval. So, Adelaide, they didn't get to play a Grand Final last year due to COVID. So it'll be a big crowd. I'm tipping Adelaide, which are creating a dynasty in this as well.
Victor Radley. Victor Radley's just copped 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Well.
For that hit on Munster. Is that the Tony head, the producer? Are you serious?
Well.
Wow.
I just can't believe that. Victor Radley has copped 2 to 3 weeks. Why do people hate the Roosters?
You know why?
That's what I want to understand.
Because you're too good. Well, you have
okay,
been.
So the AFLW Grand Final, who are you tipping?
I'm tipping Adelaide to create this dynasty.
Okie doke. That's Brisbane versus Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval in front of about 40,000 people. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Are you ready to play up? Bet with playup.com.au now. Gamble responsibly.